This meeting to order, the Historic Site and Monument Commission meeting for July the 1st. And we are, just to be clear, Eileen Baker and Ashley are both joining us virtually. Are you guys there and can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, great. So I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes for the June 3rd meeting.
This is Sean. I make a motion to approve the minutes from the June 3rd meeting.
Is there a second?
I second that.
This is Lisa.
Without objection, the meeting minutes for June 3rd are approved. So first on the regular agenda will be the petition of the City of Savannah for the 200 and 300 blocks of Broughton Street. Leah, are you going to be presenting this instead of Kia? Okay.
Yes, so, and Leah. Kia Kala is virtual, so he'll be presenting items 3 and 4.
Gotcha. Okay, so Leah, take it away.
Thank you. The applicant is requesting approval for public art information displays with kiosks on the 200 and 300 blocks of West Broughton Street. The kiosks are part of a larger project spanning 6 blocks from MLK Jr. Boulevard, which is the 400 block, to Drayton Street, which is the 0 block of East Broughton Street, to revitalize the Broughton landscape. And this project, as I'm sure you all have seen, is currently under construction. So if you all recall, you reviewed these two before. Now we're on to these two, as well as these two. So the 300 and 200 block of West Broughton Street. And again, just as I wanted to remind you again that these are the kiosks, and they've already been approved by the Historic Review Board, the kiosks themselves. So just as a reminder, you're reviewing the public art, the permanent public art that's going inside of them.
Okay.
So the first block we're going to look at is the 200 block north. So this kiosk is on the north side of the street and we'll focus on Ellis Square as a public market. The images show Ellis Square throughout the 19th and 20th centuries. So here is some of them. And then here are the remainder of them. The 200 block south kiosk, so this is the south side of the street. We'll focus on Broughton Street as the crossroads for changing transportation technology throughout Savannah's history. The images show technology such as streetcars, horses and buggies, and modern cars throughout the 20th century. So page 1 and page 2. So for the 300 block, the kiosk on the north side of the street will focus on the modern changes that occurred on Broughton Street in the mid-20th century in an effort to compete with new businesses and suburban shopping centers. The images show Broughton Street in the 1960s and 70s, as well as later photos of building revitalizations. And lastly, the 300 blocks south. The kiosk on the south side of the street will focus on Broughton as Savannah's main street and retail center of the city. The images show Broughton Street throughout the 20th century. So page 1 and page 2. And if you all recall, I mentioned it a little bit at the February 4th meeting of this year, you all voted as follows: to recommend approval of the public art located on the 400 block of West Broughton to Savannah City Council. And you also continued the additional 5 blocks for the future proposed public art to allow for the public art to be submitted to you all at a future date. And that's what they're doing now. This is phase 2. The installation of the public art is to be integrated onto kiosks previously approved by the HDBR. Therefore, the addition of the public art onto the kiosks will not cause overcrowding, nor will it damage or disturb existing vegetation or utilities. The kiosks are being constructed with the inclusion of the public art in mind, Therefore, the site is large enough for the objects. The kiosks are located on a large redesigned sidewalk area along the north and south sides of the street. Groton Street is known as a festival zone, often playing host to parades and other large group gatherings. The kiosks are to be located within a well-designed buffer zone between the sidewalk and the street, allowing for the kiosks to not be detrimental to the festivities nor prone to possible damage from automobiles. The kiosks and proposed public art will be included on the sidewalks along the street and be easily accessible, and will have adequate nearby on-street parking. Public art will be photographic in nature and is a commissioned work. The proposed public art is to be permanent and will be of superior materials with the intention of being vandalism resistant. It is to be designed with materials of superior quality and will not pose any danger to pedestrians. As you can see in those images that I showed you a few minutes ago, they'll utilize historical images of Savannah and other documents from the city's archives. These documents, although not original works, are utilized in a unique and original way to represent them to the public. These images and documents are part of the community and respectful to the community. All funding is part of phase one of the Broughton Street Streetscape Improvement Project. As part of phase one, the kiosks and public art will be maintained as part of operations of various city departments. Staff recommends that the Savannah-Chatham County Historic Site Monument Commission recommend approval of the public art located on the 200 and 300 blocks of Broughton Street to the Savannah City Council with the following condition, because the work meets the standards in the master plan and guidelines for markers, monuments, and public art. One, condition one, the remaining three blocks of kiosks are to return to a future HSMC meeting for review and approval by the commission. I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Thanks, Leah. And also thank you for reading that earlier decision, just to remind everyone. Mm-hmm. And for the newer board members, so we did go over this pretty thoroughly. And as if I recall, Leah, you can correct me if I'm wrong. If I recall, I think the city originally just wanted us to go ahead and approve everything. And we asked that they
actually wanted you all to allow staff to approve the subsequent phases, but you all asked that they come back to you instead.
So thanks for that clarification. So this is more of a formality. I mean, we did ask the questions of like, was it vandalism resistant and all that sort of thing. So I definitely want to allow the rest of the board to ask questions if they need to, but just to let everyone know, we did go over this pretty thoroughly. Sean?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Sean. Leah, real quick, is this approval or recommendation to City Council?
It's recommendation to City Council because it's on public property.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm.
Does anyone else have questions of staff? Ashley or Eileen?
Nope.
I do.
Lisa?
This is Lisa Watson. Are the photos that you displayed, are they in each kiosk going to have three? Like there's three of each subject matter?
It'll be all of the ones that we've shown.
Okay.
You can see there's sort of this configuration here.
Oh, okay.
Where the various images go.
Okay. I love the images, especially the ones of the 60s. Cool. Right.
We've come a long way.
This is Ashley. I just have a quick question.
I'm sorry?
This is Ashley. I have a quick question.
Yeah, go ahead, Ashley.
Will there be like interpretive panels or signage?
So the text is with the images. Sorry. So the text is everything that's on these is the text and images that'll be there.
And these are in our agenda items also in our email if you want to take the time to read them and all. Mm-hmm. Ashley, did you have any other questions?
No, that was it.
Do we have anybody from the city that needs to speak or wants to speak? So was that Bridget?
Hi, it's Bridget. How are you all doing?
Hi, Bridget. Go ahead.
Great. This is Bridget Liddy. I'm Director of Planning and Urban Design with the City. The one question I have for y'all, and I just wanted to say thank you so much for reviewing the previous submission and then this submission as well. My one question is, does this need to go to City Council since they already are aware of the full package that's coming through? I thought their recommendation was for approval to have all of the subsequent imagery and content get reviewed by this body.
That's You're a right. Good question. My apologies. I remember that now. Sorry about
that. Is that the case, Leah? This is more of a formality at this point on our end, and City Council has approved on their end what needs to be approved.
That's what my assumption was.
And thanks for that question, actually. Yep. That's a good clarification question. Bridget, did you need to say anything else or have to say anything else?
No, we're just excited to get this thing rolling. And I think we've got some really good images touching on some different types of subject matter as our city evolves over time. And we're excited to bring you back the remaining kiosks as soon as we get them lined up.
Yeah, I personally think these are great. I mean, and I think it's, ideal to have all the electrical wiring and all that stuff in these kiosks so they can serve the dual purposes. Does any of the board have a question for Bridget? Eileen or Ashley, any questions?
Very nice.
So without any other questions, we'll move on. I don't believe there's probably any members of the public, but if there are any members of the public that want to speak on this, use your raise your hand feature on the online, and we'll just wait a second. I mean, like I said, we did go over this pretty thoroughly before, so I'm assuming there's probably not. Okay.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman. Yes. I'm showing the recommendation, but obviously, whoever makes the motion will just have to change that to say it's not recommending approval to City Council. It's just approving or denying. I'm presuming we're going with approving.
Okay.
Here.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So just don't do it word for word, just because. Mine's not quite right.
No. So perhaps there would be a motion to approve staff recommendation, excepting for the element of it having to go through City Council. Does that make sense, Sean?
This is Sean. I make a motion to approve staff recommendation with the omission of having to go to City Council, as per previous discussion. City Council has already given blanket approval just to send it back to HSMC.
Yeah. So is there a second?
A second.
There's a motion and seconded. So we're going to go down the list, and each of you can say yay or nay. So we'll start with Eileen.
Yay.
Ashley.
Yay.
Sean.
Yay.
Lisa.
Yay.
And Tom.
Yes.
And it passes. Thanks, Bridget, and thank you all.
Thank you all for
taking this into consideration. It's nice to be a part of this process because.
Definitely. Thank you all.
So the next item on the agenda now is Kia Kala going to present this? Okay. So the next petition is for the 2517 Bull Street and 2517 West 42nd Street mural. And Kia Kala will be doing the presentation virtually. Go ahead, Kia Kala.
The third item on the agenda is a request to install a mural at 2517 Bull Street and 2517 West 42nd Street. The small black dot is where the actual property is, just in regards to the immediate vicinity of the area. Here's an aerial map showing the subject property. So here is the property at 2517 on Bull Street. And this small rectangle here is the property at West 42nd Street. These buildings are owned by the same owner. And as you can see, they're relative close proximity to each other. These subject properties are located in the Starland District, a couple of blocks north of the intersection of Bull Street and Victory Street. This is this map showing the zoning district. The proposal is for a type of mural known as a living mural, where the artwork painted on the building structures changes every so often. With this request, the applicant intends to provide a space for local artists not only to express their creativity, but to ultimately practice their artwork on a large scale, such as a building facade. Although the content of the mural will be consistently changing, the applicant has stated that the guidelines will be posted on site and enforced by a collective of local artists to ensure that profane material is not posted on either of the buildings. And the image on the screen shows where the mural is proposed. So on the rear portion of the building fronting on Bull Street is where the mural was proposed to be at. And the red lines here are the sides of the building that the mural is going to be at. And I'll get a bit more into location of the mural once I talk about the actual standards of the review process. So the Historic Site and Monument Commission provides a number of standards to review for proposed markers, monuments, and public artwork. So I'll be reading a few of these standards along with staff's response to them. In regards to theme, the theme of the mural should be respectful of the greater context of the community, including historic and socio-cultural context. Staff's comment is that the theme of the mural is respectful to the social, cultural, historic, and context of the community. Just like the proposal, Starland District is an evolving and changing area within the Savannah area, and the Starland District is a new and up-and-coming place with several art-inspired establishments. Another standard asks about the content of the mural. The mural must comply with Georgia obscenity laws and cannot depict sexual conduct or sexual explicit nudity, nor advertise any activity illegal under the laws of Georgia or the United States. Staff's comment is that the applicant has stated that guidelines for the mural will comply with Georgia obscenity laws and will not contain or advertise any lewd imagery or messages. The mural will not advertise any illegal activities under the laws of Georgia or the United States. In regards to location, the installation of a mural should complement and enhance the building and be incorporated architecturally into the facade. The location of the mural on the building should not cover or detract from significant or character-defining architectural features. Our staff finds that these standards are met. The mural painting will be located on the rear of 2517 Bull Street, which fronts DeSoto Avenue. And this image here is the rear of the building. DeSoto Street is similar to a lane and does not get much vehicular or pedestrian traffic. And the roadway you see here in this image is DeSoto Avenue, which separates these two buildings. All of the exterior walls on the structure on 2517 42nd Street, with the exception of the northern wall, would be painted with artwork from the mural. So it would be this side, this portion here, and the opposite side that the applicant proposes, this side here, that the applicant proposes the mural to be on. Staff finds that the mural is not likely, the mural will not detract from any character-defining features of the building. Generally, murals should be located in mixed-use and commercial areas. The subject properties are located in the TC1 zoning district, a district established to ensure the vibrancy of historic mixed-use communities. There is a mix of residential and commercial uses within the immediate area of the subject properties. Taking into account neighborhood support or opposition, as to date, staff has received 9 emails from business owners in the immediate vicinity expressing their support of this request. However, recently, I believe it was yesterday, we had a phone call from a property owner in the within 200 feet. He expressed to staff and emailed a written letter, his opposition for this request. And all of these letters, the letters of support and opposition, have been attached to the agenda for the board and public to review. Standards regarding design, paint utilized should be of superior quality and intended for exterior use. Staff's comment is that the paint type and quality will vary due to the changing nature of the mural. The applicant has stated that the mural will have guidelines which may list the required paint types. Regarding artist qualifications, the artist should have completed projects of similar size and scale in the public arena and be able to provide appropriate documentation. The artist should be able to provide images or samples of existing similar monuments or works of art. The artist should be able to demonstrate the ability to meet the proposed time frame. So staff's comment in regards to the standard is that the artist of the living mural will be a mix of novice and experienced painters. Some will have completed artwork of exceptional quality and others will just be beginners. The nature of the wall is to cultivate the growth and ability of local artists of all levels. As required in the master plan and guidelines, written notice was sent to all property owners, neighborhood associations within 200 feet of the subject property. This was met. Neighbors, property owners within 200 feet were mailed notification and a sign was posted on the property 15 days prior to the meeting. In conclusion, staff recommends approval of the mural at 2517 Bull Street and 2517 West 42nd Street because it meets the standards and the master plan and guidelines for markers, monuments, and public art. I'll be glad to answer any questions that the board may have.
Thank you, Kiyokawa. I appreciate that. I have a couple of quick questions real quick. Just regarding the support and opposition, I saw the emails of support, which there are a number of them. And you mentioned, were there any other opposition besides that phone call? Okay,
no,
but it was as far as written document, I'm sorry, go ahead.
So we only had one person call in for opposition, and that person who called in also emailed us a letter as well.
Okay, but we don't have that letter necessarily in front of us, right? Oh, we do. Okay.
It's on the agenda, yes.
I was going to ask, you know, so you're saying that that individual is here, so he
can... Yeah, and his letter was uploaded with the final agenda this morning. It's on there.
Then he'll be able to speak for himself then. I was just going to ask, you know, what the objection was. So I'll save that. That's all my questions for the moment. Actually, I do have... Let me go ahead and open it up to the board, and I have one follow-up question to the staff. But does any other board members have questions of staff? Sean?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Sean. Kiyokawa, I just want to make sure that I understood you right, because I'm pretty sure that this is also going to have to go to the applicant. Did you say that there was an agreement to put a sign on saying that there would be no profanity included in the living mural?
That's correct. The applicant has stated that he will post a sign or a set of rules and regulations for what is to be and what's not to be painted on these buildings.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Are there any other questions of staff? Lisa?
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. Hi, Ken. I'm a little confused exactly where the mural is going. I saw the red lines, but then from the pictures, I don't know why I can't. Is it the one you're showing now, that rusty side and the...
Yeah, so it'll be on this side here where my mouse is hovering over, right here where the windows are, and this side here, which is on this, has frontage on DeSoto, and for the building that's fronting on Bull Street, it'll just be right here on the back side.
Oh, okay. Thank you for clarifying that.
So three walls total, is that correct?
Four.
Four
walls total.
Gotcha. Ashley or Eileen, do you have any questions for staff?
Not for staff.
We do have the petitioner here. So if there are no other further questions for staff, I have one quick question for staff. Because this is a sort of precedent, we haven't had this before. Was there any discussion among staff, any reservations about approving this?
No, I did speak with the applicant just to see what his stance was as far as the content of the mural, because this is something that's going to be constantly changing, and we wanted to find out how they were going to regulate and enforce the particular types of content that's going to be on this mural. And that's when he reassured us that there's going to be like a body or a collective of local artists that are going to be out there to, you know, make sure there's not any profane or obscene images that's going to be on this these murals.
Great. Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. So if there are no further questions of staff, we do have the petitioner here. So petitioner, if you could just step up, state your name, please.
Got it. Hello, my name is Clinton Edminster, and I'm the petitioner. And I'm happy to answer any questions.
I think this is, so to clarify, Clinton, it's four walls then?
Yeah, it's four walls. It goes up. Can you see this mouse? Okay, so in this image that's up right now, it goes up to this top of the cinder block. Just to kind of give you guys a little bit of a background, this store, CNS Upholstery, is really awesome, and I definitely recommend checking it out. It's like a wild world inside. And so I was in there probably a week or two before I submitted this application, and one of the folks that works there said, hey, I need to talk to you. So I was like, okay, well, God, I'm in trouble. So he took me to the back of the alley, and he said, hey, we want murals back here. This alleyway right here, the one that we're looking at, used to have a system like this in an entirely unofficial way. All the paint that you see here, the white and the beige squares, were when this business was about to be fined by the city for illicit or illegal murals or illegal graffiti that was put up there. And they're just in a constant battle. These pictures that I took were probably taken about 2 weeks after they painted, and you can already see that there's new work going up there. So in a way, this is already a living mural wall, except what it doesn't have is the protection from this commission to be able to have beginners and folks to create a safe space to exercise and practice and express themselves through art. They proposed to me, the folks at CNS, this kind of a concept. They did not necessarily want a mural, you know, a one-off thing. They really wanted to be able to bring back a space where folks could, you know, go over and over and over the work. Also, another word that comes to mind when thinking about this mural is layers and layering, and just this idea of being able to layer stuff over itself. When I say, and I do want to clarify that when I say that there will be a community or a group of artists that will make sure that anything bad or indecent is removed, that's not, I really, really want to try to stay away from creating any sort of official commission or a group. What I really want to try to see, or at least experiment with for a minute, if you guys would allow that, is to see if this can unofficially, organically, sort of keep itself up to par. I believe that there are going to be quite a few local artists that who will see the value of a project like this and make sure that it's staying true to what it was supposed to be. And I'm trying to think if there's anything else. And so it's sort of like free market murals in a way, you know, the free hand, the invisible hand of the interest of everybody sort of moves this mural into what it will be. There's really only two rules other than the other rules, which are go ahead and paint and feel free to paint over everybody else's stuff. And everybody has those rules, and those are the rules. They're also, you know, we do want to put up a we're going to get, I'm not exactly sure what the material is. I'm working with Creative Approach to find something that will last for a long, long time, but it will be a very large sign, probably 4 or 5 feet tall, 3 feet wide, with guidelines as to what people can do and some contact information for the business owners. And then we are planning on painting a foot, half a foot red line as to where you're allowed to paint. And if you're painting inside those lines and we get permission from you all today, then you're good to go. and you can go ahead and practice your mural arts or express yourself in a pretty flower.
Is that all?
I think so. Yeah, I've got other points.
Think of anything else?
I've got other points to make, I think, as well, but I'll see.
Let me ask a quick question. I'll open it up to the rest of the board. Kiyokawa, could you scroll up to that to the blank walls again, if you don't mind, so everyone can see what I'm referencing here. One more picture up, I think, right there. So, Clinton, I'm going to ask if that's Bull Street. If we were physically standing there, if we look to the right, that's Bull Street, correct?
Yeah. So we're looking at DeSoto Avenue. That's the main street that we have most of a view of. And then, geez, that's 42nd Street. Yeah, 42nd Street connects to Bull Street right down there.
Well, so my question. Okay, yeah. So that. Thanks for that. My question is, so that big blank wall that we're basically facing, that is not going to be.
Yeah.
So it's basically going to be on DeSoto, that basically alleyway.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I ask because that alley is not particularly. It is visible through the public right of way technically, but it's not that visible if you're driving.
Well, it's not. It's
which
really
I think
not.
Is fine. I mean, I
think that's a really, if I may, I think that's a really good first step for the beginning of a concept like this. It's there, but it's not very visible from Bull Street. If this turns out to be a spectacular idea and folks love it, then I would be absolutely interested in working with CNS on revisiting with you guys about bringing this into that wall as well, which is very visible wall.
Oh, and that's the point I was going to make, because I think that is a good idea, that it's not so in your face, I guess, if people have an issue with it. So, okay, thanks for that clarification. Does anyone else have a question of
the petitioner? Eileen here.
Eileen, go ahead.
I have a question. When you talked about the red lines of marking out the space, does it end where the stucco is and then it goes into the siding? I'm talking about the height.
With vocabulary. The height. Say that again, Eileen.
Okay, so how high is it on the DeSoto, on the image we're all looking at now? How
it
high?
Bottom of the red line will be painted to the top, exactly right there, to the top of this block.
Okay, that was my question, because the only thing I'm a little concerned about is like people falling off ladders and things.
Yeah, we don't either.
Yeah,
that's a good point. So this will be, so presumably no one will need a ladder to be painting on this. So
that's the idea. Yeah. Okay. Also provide like on the sign that this is a paint at your own risk sort of a concept. And again, this will, I know this does set a precedent, and we haven't really done something like this here in town. And so I am requesting, you know, HSMC commissioners to kind of come with us on this. I think it is an important thing that we create. One point that I did want to make that I think is really important is that this board earlier this year, late last year, approved a mural on the side of Eastern Wharf parking garage for a $70,000 mural. That's an enormous amount of money. And all that money went to a mural company out of Nashville, Tennessee. We have, and I honestly cannot blame the folks at Eastern Wharf for not hiring any local artists here, because I don't know who I would have hired. I don't know anybody who has that capability or that. Yeah, that's a huge amount of money. So what I'm interested in doing is finding ways and finding projects where we can bring people into the mural process so that artists in town could potentially possibly be able to make a living off of the mural arts, which I do believe is going to be a big part of Savannah's future moving forwards.
Yeah, that's a great point. Sean.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Sean. A couple of quick questions. One. So there is no set design plan or anything. It's just, for lack of a term, a blank canvas for artists of whatever nature to throw up. And there's going to be a sign, but we just don't know what the sign is going to say, that it's going to include regulations, right?
Correct.
So, and you're against forming a board or anything, which is good because that's what this board is for, right?
Yes.
All right. So you also another thing I want to mention. I know you had Kiyokawa had stated that in your application, there were in the sign, it would be saying no profanity. That's great. But my other concerns are this board is also rejected because it's in the master plan guidelines, no advertising. So for example, there was a mural proposed by, I think it was Enmark or Enmarket, don't quote me on that, a few years ago. It was an absolutely amazing design, but it was rejected because it had Enmark in it, period. And my fear is that if there's just a blank canvas to allow artists to do whatever he or she wants to, that's going to get thrown in there. And that is not within the guidelines. So then that raises a lot of separate questions all over there. So with that said, what is any sort of accountability to the artist if they do that? Because you know it's going to happen.
I think it's important to also state that we need to absolutely, if you guys approve this, you need to understand that we need to expect all sorts of very illicit and weird stuff that's going to happen. It's just going to happen. Not just the advertising, but all sorts of fun stuff will happen on here. My hope is that the group of artists that are trying to use this in a positive way will be able to compensate, kind of overcompensate for some of the illicit stuff that's, I guess, just stuff that's without over or outside of guidelines, and simply paint over it, just simply cover it up. I guess that's kind of, that's my answer now.
All right. And then the other question is, if you heard in the previous agenda item, it was paint of superior quality. One thing that has been brought up numerous times by this board is what type of paint and supplies are going to be used to paint it, because it can easily fall apart. Mm-hmm. And then not only do we have an even worse looking disaster, but we also have an environmental disaster that could potentially happen. What type of safeguards will be put in place for that?
So when we were working on some of the other murals I've worked on in town, the Starline Mural Project and the Fence Project, it was difficult for us to source information locally as to best practices for painting outside, because the artists in town don't really know. I mean, we've got an idea of what will work, but if you're trying to figure out kind of a new way of doing stuff or be on the edge of material science, I guess, we don't have anywhere to practice that. And I guess, again, that's sort of the point of this wall, is that it is a blank slate. This is maybe a place to try new materials and see, do they crack in the sun? Does your paint, does it lose all of its color after a couple weeks in the summer? I'm not necessarily sure. I think we can provide sort of these are the recommended materials that we would like to see painted there. But again, I would just say I'd like to have as little regulation around this as possible, but I do want to start the conversation with you guys as to what regulations do we need at a minimum.
They're already listed on MPC's website.
Exactly.
So if you're saying that you don't know where to get them and you want as little regulation as possible, sorry, but that they're already stated clearly on the internet for you. It's not like you had to walk down here before the days of the internet. Yes, I just aged myself. I was around before the internet existed. Well,
I was
not ARPANET, but I like the concept, but I'm very hesitant to support something that we as a board have maintained very consistent standards and guidelines for the paint quality.
Mm-hmm.
There's no, from what you're telling me right here, you're just going to hope but at the same time, you're going to know that there's going to be bad apples. I've got a lot of hesitancy. I'm not saying no, I'm not saying yes, but that one in itself gives me a lot of hesitancy to support anything like this.
If I also think this is such an interesting process to kind of go through, because you got to look at what is the point of using superior quality materials. And I think the point is that, and the way that this process, this HSMC process is designed, the point of that is to create long-lasting murals, which again is not the intended goal of this project. And so this is sort of a round square and a peg hole. Never mind that. But it's definitely, it doesn't really fit into some of the policies that y'all have. So that is why I do want to, you know, come with us on this journey. And when I mean sort of, you know, regulation, I am aware of what MPC and the mural document says, for sure. I would just like to ask that there are a few extra regulations on top of that. One that I do think could be kind of interesting to explore is for me to come back to you guys after 6 months or 9 months or a year with evidence of how it's going, some of the challenges that we've had. And I think this could be a really cool project where you guys sort of say, hey, we're going to give this a go. And if it all turns out to be horrible, then we never do it again. But I'm here to say that maybe it isn't a bad idea.
That's a good suggestion. I like that suggestion. Sean, did you have more? Yes, no, maybe.
Not at this time.
Anyone else have questions of the petitioner?
This is Ashley.
Ashley, go ahead.
I also have some reservations, a little hesitant. I think that this is a really interesting project and could be a great thing. But I guess the attitude towards lax regulation just had me a little bit concerned. Why is it, I know that we are a board, but why is it that you don't want to form a type of group to sort of regulate the project formally?
Because I think that could be an option moving forwards for sure, but this is why I'm sort of asking for as little regulation as possible at the forefront, and then kind of see where do we need to, instead of designing the whole boat before we know where we're going, let's just try to figure out some sort of very simple guidelines for it. I also am a big believer in sort of the self-interest of some of the artists working on this project to be able to create that board organically of itself. I am very familiar with boards of people determined to do certain goals, and that's just hard. That's sometimes a lot of information. Like, how does that board work? Who's on it? When do they meet? How do they say what's good, what's not? I honestly think a much more superior concept is to just let the market figure it out. And I really do think that's kind of not a bad analogy, is to say, is that, can we handle it that way? And if we can't, then maybe we do bring in more regulation and we do bring in more of a structure around that. But yeah, and I, you know, like I'm very open to negotiating with you guys on this. This is just me trying to say, hey, like, what can I possibly get away with? And then you guys come back to me with, well, this is what we can let you get away with.
Ashley, did you have any other?
I guess like Ashley, my follow up would be, at what point will we have to go back and say this, like, what has to happen for us to go back and say, like, this didn't work out this way, let's formalize the process? You know what I mean? I don't mean to, like, I'm not really big on rules either, but it's just, this could be something that's really great, and I don't want it to fall apart because it just kind of, we just want to have it out there and try this thing when there could be more plans in place to make it something that's more sustainable.
I really appreciate you saying that, and I think that's what I'd like to that's what I'd like to build here. That's what I'd like to build. I think also the concept of sustainability is key. And I'd like this to be more sustainable than a group of people that might be interested in it for, you know, a short period of time or even a medium period of time. I would recommend, I think maybe to start out, I kind of just this idea of coming back to you guys in a certain amount of time and seeing how that's going. If you wanted to also create a framework where if you get 3 complaints in 24 hours or, you know, some sort of this happens a lot with sound. What's it called? Sound violations. There's kind of a certain, if you get 3 calls about your property, then X happens. And that might not be a bad idea. And I would be open to being the, responsible party for all this. Did I just say that out loud?
Yeah. Ashley, did you have any other follow-up questions?
Yes, now a couple of just procedural questions. This has to go to City Council, correct?
So this is on private property, mm-hmm. so it would not have to go through City Council.
Okay. And so has it ever been, because I'm still new to the board, has there ever been an occasion where we approved something and then had to go back and change or unapprove something because it didn't work out?
Clarify that a little bit.
So we agree on a project, but a project is approved, and then something happens in the middle of the project, or rules weren't followed, or something happens, and then we have to meet again to go over the process, like redo the process of approval and making new regulations. Has that ever happened before?
So this is a relative, I mean, maybe Leah, you could speak to this. I mean, this is relatively, this would be a precedent. I mean, if in the past, if we have approved a project and they didn't follow the guidelines, that would be a staff or a code enforcement type thing. But it's never, to my knowledge, anything had to come back here, because there's nothing of this type that's had to come before the board, at least since I've been on. And I don't know, Tom, if you had any other experience, but
I could say in 9 years, no, there's never been any case where they've come back and said they didn't do what we said, or right. we don't approve of what has been done. And you're right, I think it would be more a code violation thing.
Right, it would be like a code violation or something that they didn't follow what we had already recommended.
Yeah,
this is because of the changing nature, because of the evolving nature of this project. I think it's, I mean, this is why we're discussing it, I think. Does that answer your question, Ashley?
Yes.
Leah, did you want to say something?
I was just going to say, I don't think that should preclude you from putting a condition on it potentially that says you must come back in 6 months so we can evaluate it. You know, how many times did, you know, a curse word get painted up there? You know,
I mean, I personally like that suggestion, because this is new for us. I'll save my comment, but I like that suggestion.
If I may, one way to maybe worded as well in the motion would be that we are providing temporary approval with the stipulation that the applicant comes back within 6 months. And at some point, I don't know if this web project maybe ever gets final approval. It's just sort of like every year, every whatever sort of time period you guys want, that's not too much burden on staff and you and everything else. That could be one solution for it.
I mean, I think all of these points are very valid points.
I don't want to dig a hole for myself of having to come back every time or create a committee. And that's kind of what I mean, where it's sort of like, I do want to push as much as I can against any regulation that you guys might want to put on this. And you just have to, or please understand that that's just sort of the part that I play in this
process. I mean, on that point, it's worth pointing out that we, as a commission, we are not here to approve or deny projects based on our personal aesthetic preferences. So that is not, I mean, that's not within our purview. We're here to just to also remind the board members, I mean, just because we don't like a color doesn't mean we can decide to deny something. Any other questions of petitioner? Lisa?
Hi, this is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
I think when Sean mentioned environmental disaster, I did think about that, because Aaron Westling did that temporary mural, and I was really concerned about the spraying of the stencil, and they had found like no VOC spray paints. So there is an environmental factor in this, especially with beginning painters who will knock over their gallon of paint, and it's going to seep into the water. Like, how will the beginners and non-professional artists be supervised?
They won't.
Yeah, that's my biggest concern, because I was once a beginning artist and I was clumsy. And but you know, like maybe you know.
May I ask? Yeah. Did you have a space to practice?
Did I have, yes, chalk and driveways.
I like that. And I, again, I mean, like, I'm saying no, or I'm saying or yes to the non-affirmative, that no, there will be no supervision of anybody on this. It's definitely a solo endeavor for you to be painting. All the information that I can hope to provide to anybody who's looking to paint on this wall would be included in the guidelines, which is also maybe something that we can work on creating with you guys. I'm happy to do that. But no, I think that's, again, that's kind of a risk we've got to, if you're interested in approving this, that would be a risk that we would have to take and see how that moves forward and if that does become a major problem. All I can say now is that this is already happening. There are people out there right now with non-approved substances painting horrible, horrible things that are not really fun for anybody to read right now.
I think, though, if, even if there's something laid out, so there won't be oil paint seeping into the ground, because I love this idea 100%, but when it comes to the environment, this is when I start getting concerned. That's all I have to say. Right.
Tom had something to say, and then Sean. Tom.
It's interesting your comment about this is happening, people are doing this. Yeah, it's, and that's not mural art, that's graffiti. Mm-hmm. And, you know, graffiti is a different purview than a mural in my mind. A graffiti is, you know, what people are doing. So I have a little trouble with the idea that anybody, and I guess maybe you can clarify, you know, anybody with a spray can then go up on this wall and use it without you giving approval, without anybody giving any, you know, sign up list, or I can't see how you would really administer it, but really it's just open for anyone with a spray can of paint to do whatever they want. And to me, yeah. I mean, you showed some images. I don't know what those images were of, but, you know, a lot of them looked like, you know, graffiti on a New York subway. And, yeah. You know, to me, that's not, I mean, I know there's the borderline
But that's the tension right there, is what is art, what is graffiti, what is a mural, what is public art? That's what I'm interested in playing with.
Well,
that's what I think this is important for.
But I think the guidelines state that graffiti is something you paint over, as opposed to, you know, the guidelines that we've been going by for mm-hmm. years, is graffiti is different than mural art. And, you know, and in some ways you're asking to make an exception to make graffiti art and allow it. And I have a little bit, again, I'm very uneasy. I'm not sure exactly how I stand on that, but I'm uneasy on giving anyone a blank slate anywhere on the planet to do whatever they want. Because that, you know, because that's the purview of this board, is to ensure that the public has input, or that they follow guidelines, mm-hmm. and that people don't do whatever they want. And what you're asking us to do, I understand why and your reasoning, and it's intriguing and interesting on an artistic level, but it almost says, you know, it defeats the whole point of having this board and having a mural arts program in place with guidelines. And that's, you know, how I feel about it.
I think that is honestly the undone conversation in art about what is art and what is, you know, I think this is a challenge. This is a challenge to the vocabulary used in the mural policy right now. This is concept of, is graffiti a concept of unofficialness versus officialness, or is it a concept of aesthetic? And if it's a concept of aesthetic, then that's even far more interesting, honestly. And I think what we're trying to do with this project is provide a space for people can, you know, I've already said, I feel like I've repeated this a number of times, but sort of focus all the effort into this area to lower the amount of graffiti or public art or signatures or just a mark that that a human has made, and focus it into this area where we can sort of have a little bit more control. Young kids aren't going to get arrested for being a public nuisance. We can sort of zone into this space a pre-acceptance for all types of expression.
Yeah, And just to follow up, I mean, you couch it as practice, a place to practice your art. But in my mind, that's a little bit problematic because it becomes permanent. You know, a practice wall might be something you could spray water on and, you know, erase it. I'm not an artist, but you'd think that, you know, when I practice something, it's for practice and not something that's going to be out there in the public and on permanent display for an undeterminable amount of time in an undeterminable, you know, fashion. So again, I have a little uneasiness or a lot of uneasiness the more I think about it, to accept some of that idea that it's really just a matter of, you know, I mean, practice is great, but there's other ways to do it, as Lisa even pointed out, I would think. But anyway, it's interesting. But
it may, I was kind of listening to the general term and temperature of the board, it may make more sense to have this as sort of a prototype for a certain amount of months. And if you would allow that, then I'd be very interested in returning with some information as to how this has worked and how people have conducted themselves around the area.
Sean.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Sean. I don't want to belabor this too much longer. I've got just a couple of quick things. One, we're not, from at least from what I've heard from all of the board comments, it's more so the rules and guidelines are already set forth, whether it be Chatham County or the city of Savannah. Leah would have to definitely correct me, but the board didn't decide what those guidelines were. We're not arguing, we're not saying, hey, this is ugly, right? We're not judging art. It's based off of the guidelines that are set forth by the Savannah Chatham Metropolitan Planning Commission, right? That's what the discussion is. So, I mean, you could go up and draw a stick figure and one person say it's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen, and the other person said that's a stick figure, that's dumb. It's two separate complete things. And one of the guidelines that's set forth is you have to have superior quality of materials. What I'm hearing, and I've constantly heard over and over again, is, well, just give me 6 months and we'll figure it out. So what I'm hearing overall, the overarching theme from what I'm hearing is you essentially want us as the board to decide what the criteria are. And that's not the way this process works. The process is you as the applicant come forward with the criteria already established. So it sounds more so to me that your application is not necessarily ripe because you don't really know what you want it to be. You just want as little required, and it's not our job. We could go on for 6 days. It's not our job as the to determine what your requirements are. Those are yours, and then you present that to us. And please correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Chairman, or anybody, but that's what I'm hearing. And I don't want to keep belaboring it because, again, yeah, there are a lot of uncertainties, but the only answer I hear to the uncertainties is, well, let's try this. This isn't a trial and error process. You have to have your well-established process because code enforcement, they need to be able to know, all right, well, this guy stuck this up with spray paint. Not going to be able to tell it. We don't have the time. Nobody really has the time. It's your responsibility as the applicant to know what that process is and what your guidelines you want set forth for this program is. Again, I think it's a really good idea, but I don't think you have the established processes how you want it to go.
There are
none.
That's
my thing.
There are no established processes. And so I'm hoping that
I beg to differ. There is an established process. It's the application process.
So I'm going to interject this. So staff to clarify, staff has determined that this has met all the criteria. Am I correct, staff? I mean, there are some open-ended questions here that I think are legitimate to ask, but the determination from staff is that they have that the application meets all of the criteria. Thus, they have suggested that we approve it. Now, we can ask these clarifying questions, but just to clarify that nothing in this application has been determined to infringe on any of the rules, guidelines that we've set forth. Unless I'm mistaken.
Yeah, I mean, you're certainly welcome to disagree with
Yeah, I mean, we can, these are worth, it's a conversation worth having. But I mean, as far as like, did he do everything he needed to do in the application process? The answer is that so far, yes. I mean, this is a precedent though. And I mean, I think that this is, I mean, I'll go ahead and say what I was going to say, which is, having been on this board for a while, I have had numerous artists ask me, you know, where can we do this? Where can we go paint and this and that and the other? Our mural policy is not that complicated, and there's a lot of gaps in it too. This is also not a new concept. It's a new concept for Savannah. There are many, many. I'm going to be a little bit particular on this. I've been writing about public art and street art and graffiti art and all of the above for many, many years. In the parlance of street art, this would not be called a living wall. A living wall is more of a, there's a coinage for living wall, which is, and maybe Lisa can back me up on this, it would be like greenery and that sort of thing. You're free to call it whatever you want, obviously, but this would be called in the parlance of graffiti art or street art, a free wall or a legal wall, which is a wall that's already been approved. And New York has them. I believe Philadelphia has them. I believe LA. I mean, some of the bigger cities actually have these, and they're called free walls. And you would be surprised. They are remarkably self-policing because, you know, now Savannah, this is new to Savannah, but I mean, as far as like, you know, obscenities and that sort of thing, and I take your point, Tom, but I mean, there really isn't anything preventing anyone from writing an obscenity on that wall tonight without our approval. It would have to go get whitewashed. But in my experience, having written about these and understanding the sort of there's a sort of code. I mean, so Savannah isn't necessarily I don't want to say sophisticated because that's insulting. But there's in cities with a lot of street art, there's a sort of code of the streets, I guess you'd say, where there's certain, you know, there's certain sort of unspoken rules, which is, you know, you don't go over somebody's piece in a certain amount of time. You know, you don't go up there and tag it, which would be just your initials or whatever. I won't go too deep into it, but I mean, this is not a new concept. And I think one of the things that I like about this is there's been so many artists that have asked me, where can I go try this? Like, where can I go paint? And the answer is there's nowhere. So I commend you, Clinton, for trying this. And I think all of these objections are very like valid. But I like the idea of because Savannah is not in New York and no one wants, you know, I'm not trying to compare it, but the free walls in some of those other cities are remarkably self-policing. Now, don't quote me on that because I could be proven that somebody is going to go and do something silly. And as Clinton said, there's no way to actually, you know, prevent that. I mean, I think the one thing that would prevent it is if that happens, we get notified and maybe that, you know, maybe something happens. I don't know. I personally really like this. I think that the idea of the environmental objection is valid. The idea of the paint selection is valid. I mean, generally what I would see is people are going to go spray paint it with spray paint. I mean, that's typically what happens. I did want to make one more point, and then Lisa, I'll let you. And this is a little off of what we were mainly talking about, but I did drive by that building, and is it for sale?
It's for sale if it gets bought. The asking price is way up high.
But and, so if it got sold, this would presumably maybe not go. I mean, we're talking about it being permanent, but if the building gets sold, the new owner may not want this to happen.
Yeah, so. Absolutely.
Okay, that was my only question. I just wanted to reiterate, though, that this is not a new concept as far as free walls go for individuals who are trying to work on large scale to go actually practice. And I like the idea of you coming back in, like, say, 6 months and saying, like, how did this go? I mean, at the end of the day, the world is not going to end if some spray got on the ground or something. I mean, that's just my opinion. but they're very valid. I mean, I think those are valid points. Lisa, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Lisa. Just a quick suggestion. So if somebody said to Christopher, where can I go paint? Well, go down to Starlandia, and there's a sign-up sheet there, and you have your artist name, and then there's a signature that's just basically saying, these are the paints you can use, and if you do spill, please clean up. You know, just a basic.
I like that idea.
I would push against that pretty hard, just because I think I like that idea. If this all turns out to be like a lot messier than I'm hoping it is, and that's what I want to try to steer away from, is really sort of any sort of really anything like that. And I know just telling you guys, like, a board like this is like absolutely the antithesis of what you want to hear. I do understand that. But I would just like to ask, at least for a limited amount of time, if we can see how it goes. And I think making sure that we do have, I really just want to stay away from creating any sort of system that either allows or disallows somebody to start working with it. I've been doing just sort of like community building, as many of you guys have, and putting in any barriers, even as simple as something as walking to an open store with ample hours and lots of light, can sometimes be too much for somebody.
I understand that, Clinton, but as a working artist, there are regulations. You know, it's not, I wish it was that way, this dream, but I don't know if that's teaching responsibility to an artist.
Well, I think also this may not be a wall. I don't think we should expect that this is a wall for working artists. I think this should be a wall. It's a free wall. It's a wall for everybody. If you're a young kid, if you want to be an artist, if you don't want to be an artist, I think this is, I really just want to like try not to have create a system for a problem that we haven't yet recognized yet. If we do get to that point, then I think absolutely, like, let's explore that, because that'd be a great idea. I feel like we could have maybe a couple different places where you can sign up, not just like Starlandia. But I would, at least for this initial amount of time, if that is a general direction that y'all want to go in, I'd rather have.
Are you? I'm sorry to jump in. Are you saying you're against the sign-up sheet or saying to clean up after yourselves?
I like the idea that, you know, make sure you keep a clean environment when you're painting, and clean up any spills is big on the board that we're going to be building.
I mean, because you are saying you're going to make some rules, right?
The rules are only going to be as good as the people that follow them. I don't want to promise you guys anything that I know I can't deliver.
No, but I mean, I think the idea is, and I think that, you know, there's no way to keep bad actors from being bad, but I fundamentally believe that most people are good and not gonna. I mean, if you put some rules, there's nothing for you to police it and make sure they don't do it. But if, again, in these situations, they're remarkably self-policing, and especially if you say, hey, this board approved this, so let's not screw this up. Let's not mess it up. And I feel like there's enough people out there that are going to say, look, like keep your nose clean here, because we could lose this wall. I mean, that's the reality. But Lisa, I guess, were you more concerned with the sign-up sheet or the cleaning up after yourself part?
The cleaning up.
Yeah, because I agree with that. I think saying don't leave a mess is a very reasonable thing to say.
Is there?
That's not very onerous.
Specifically on your concerns, Lisa, are there? I'm looking at this, and we've got the sort of like tree lawn right behind the building. I'm not necessarily sure how much I can ask of CNS for maybe modifying that, or kind of just like the specific concerns of trying to keep this thing, you know, relatively clean and not using horrible noxious stuff. Do you have any, like, without like, and again, this sort of like this idea of self-policing, I think that's a really great term. Are there ways that we can incorporate that are readily available without any gateway or barriers in front of them at all to make this a bit cleaner?
Well, you know, there's a sewer right there.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens if somebody knocks over a gallon of paint and then it starts going down? Those are the things that worry me, because people are klutzy and it's hot and they're gonna and fall, drop their paint. I understand the freeform aspect of this. I still think though that artists need to be responsible for cleanup. And
I couldn't agree more with that.
So that's all. I just hope you can consider that, and you know, not if somebody paints oil paint on the wall and then somebody wants to come along and do acrylic, it's not going to stick. So there's going to be all those things and be like, well, somebody painted the whole thing with oil paint, so nobody else can use acrylic now because it won't stick unless they prime. You know, there's all that kind of stuff that if they were all utilizing the same paint, then they wouldn't have that problem.
Kind of another point to make on that is it would be nice to not overly regulate this project for the consideration of the few bad apples. Because I've just got to state it, because I don't want to promise you guys anything that I don't believe I can deliver, is that there's going to be some weird stuff on this wall. I do believe that it will be self-policed to the point of not being actually a problem very much. And that, I think the regulations are for like the very, very, very few amount of people that are going to be a nuisance. And I don't know what to do about that. It's like, I don't know how to, should we just stop driving because some drivers are bad? I say that as a bad driver myself. I think let's just kind of, we've never built something like this in town. And I would very much appreciate, on behalf of all the artists in town who might be looking for a space like this, or non-artists in town, is to have the allowance to at least prototype this concept for the amount of time you guys deem appropriate.
Let me ask a question. Clinton, Eileen here. Do you have a group of people in mind already to begin this?
So I do have people in mind, but again, that is not an official group whose names would be listed nowhere. I would imagine, you've got all the people that were involved in the fence project, all the folks that are involved in the Starland mural project, a bunch of people that like live in and around the area, Lisa herself, maybe you, Eileen, want to get out there and try some, you know, painting as well. But there is no set
core group of artists is what my question was.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, that's a good question. I do want to get to thanks for asking that, Eileen, because I think that maybe it's also important to point out that Clinton, presumably there are individuals that you will sort of informally invite to say like, hey, this is happening, and they will likely utilize this.
Definitely.
I do want to get to members of the public, but I want to make sure, as long as we have exhausted all of our questions from the board, does anyone else have a question of the petitioner? But I do believe there are members of the public who want to speak, so I want to get to them as well. Ashley or Eileen, did you have any other questions?
Who owns this building? Is it the person on the application?
I cannot recall their name. I know that it's owned by a man who lives out of state. If Kia Call is still on the line, I think if you scroll up on the application, it has property owner.
Okay. And so they are all cool with this, right?
Very aware. I've been mainly working with the manager of the building, who is not necessarily the building owner, but the building owner is aware and did sign off on this project.
Okay.
It says Two Calculated and Josh Hudson, Two Calculated LLC. Oh, there it is. Yep.
Was that all? Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Thank you, Clinton. We're going to any more? Just want to make sure we're done with those questions. Thanks, Clinton. And I appreciate you spending the time to actually come in person and have this conversation. Now we're going to move on to members of the public. If there is any members of the public here in person, if there are any members of the public online, just use the raise your hand feature. I do believe we have someone here in person. So if you'd like to come to the podium, just please state your name.
Valerian Sotillo. Thank you. I wasn't thinking I was going to be able to attend this meeting, but I'm glad I did. I learned a lot and also maybe a little bit more concerned than I was earlier. But question to the board, the letter that was written, do you have a copy of that and have you read it?
Do we have a current copy of that letter? I didn't see it when I looked, but I think they did upload it.
Kiakala, can you open that letter, please?
Pull it out right now.
You don't have it memorized and want to recite it. There we are.
That's really for yourselves, but I just thought that if you haven't read that, that might be sum up a lot of my questions. And now I have a few others.
Yeah, go ahead and say what you want to say.
Okay.
I appreciate the time.
Sure. Yeah. I was not quite clear on where the proposed murals will be going, and now I know a little bit more about that, and I think that's good. But one of the main concerns that I have is, I guess I don't know the difference between this project and the five or six murals one block over at the cafe, whether those are not in quotes living murals or not. But it seems like we have a lot of murals right there, and they're basically on decayed buildings that property owners are not doing anything, and they're just having this done or allowing it to be done. And I own a number of residential historic homes, and trying to keep them occupied in this mural, to put it politely, sort of environment makes that very difficult. We're a struggling historic residential neighborhood that's commercial has snuck in on it, and now we have this. And I think it's a good idea, but I would think for amateur artists, if you're into murals, I don't know, maybe I'm a private person, but I would do that inside, try that first and just kind of see how that goes. And there must be a place to do that. And if there's not, then maybe the city can provide that or some other institution. But that's what I would do, because I think that this Burger King approach, no rules, just right, is sort of opening a Pandora's box for a recipe for disaster. Here you have maybe ill-marked walls that you can do a mural on. And then once you fill up that canvas, maybe these people can read, maybe they can't read, but there's a blank wall right there next to it. So where do you start, where do you stop? So it's kind of, it's too risky in my opinion. So I think that's the gist of what I have to say. So anyway, thank you.
No, I appreciate that, thank you. And to be clear, this letter is now part of the agenda, so if we need to reference it. Are there any other members of the public that would like to speak? Doesn't look like there's anyone here individually online. No. Leah, did you have anything else to say? So there being no members of the public, other members of the public to speak, entertain board discussion. I mean, this is obviously I mean, it's obviously a tough one. Ashley or Eileen, any thoughts?
I guess, and again, I do like this idea a lot. I guess, I don't know quite how to phrase it. Just some hesitation, I suppose.
I mean, one suggestion I would, you know, I might make is what Clinton said is perhaps this is a 6-month trial basis or a 3-month trial basis. And if it goes haywire, I mean, as Clinton said, that wall has already been painted over a couple of times because it has been graffitied. And not to put a finer point on it, graffiti is typically a style of art, I guess you would say. Vandalism would be illegal graffiti. if it's approved, it could be street styled or however you want to term it. But I guess that's, you know, that's subjective. So I don't know. I mean, this is up to you guys. Sean?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Sean. I agree with pretty much everything that's been said. This is not a very easy decision. Yes, the city of Savannah doesn't have anything like this. I really like the idea of a workspace like this. However, I still keep going back to what the current guidelines for a mural are. And as somebody who sat there and read all 45, 60 pages of the, Leah, please correct me with the exact number, but I want to say it was like 45, 60 pages of the proposed updated master plan guideline that I corrected all of the comma issues on. Apparently I took a lot of that out. Okay, so I don't really know how this fits into that. And I don't really like the statement of, oh, well, because there's bad apples, well, just don't regulate it at all. No, absolutely not. I mean, by that same logic, well, people are going to get murdered, so let's just make murder legal. No, that's a completely illogical argument. I don't accept that argument for any basis, no matter what. My personal opinion is to table this until issue a continuance or whatever, so that way we can actually have guidelines set forth. I think what I've heard overall from the petitioner is, well, we could do this, we could do that. Well, no, we don't want any regulation. I just haven't heard any firm what it's going to be. I know where it's going to go, but that's just my two cents.
Well, let me ask, because I'm not clear on what you need. I mean, I understand. So it's a wall that's going to be painted on. Are you more concerned about the materials? What's the biggest concern?
Because I'm concerned about a couple of different things. One, the guidelines for a mural are obviously the materials are included in it. The no advertising, and no matter how you look at it, there have been multiple murals. I mean, heck, one of my favorite murals had absolutely zero advertising. Well, proposed murals had zero advertising at all. And it was literally for, I'm going to mess up the name of the restaurant, but
Fox and Fig.
Yeah, that one, vegan restaurant. It was the proposed one. Again, that was my favorite proposed mural. Unfortunately, that was voted down. But there are standards that the city, county have set forth for murals. And I'm worried that they're not going to be met, because literally the whole object is to not have any regulation.
Well, so
it goes into the advertising, it goes into every single requirement that the city or county has set forth for what a mural is and what constitutes a mural,
right?
Whether that be materials, whether that be advertising, whether that be, I mean, profanity. Yes, I agree. You'll never be able to get rid of that all 100%, but you're opening that.
Well, so I agree, but you just
don't think that there's any set requirement right now. It's just, oh, well, we could.
But you named all of the requirements. they're no more than that, though. I mean, I agree with all of those that you just named.
And I think that there's nothing really set forth in this from what we've heard.
Yeah.
To actually warrant that.
Right.
It's just all of the possibility of, oh, well, we could. Well, we could also remove all. This one's for you, Tom. We could also remove all citizens of the city of Savannah and plant a tree in place of them.
But that Clinton did state that there were going to be rules, correct? I mean, you were gonna put up a sign that said no obscenities, etc., correct? So
obscenities, yes, but going back to exactly what Lisa said, the materials,
right?
The advertising as well. Those technically wouldn't be. I mean, I could go and take.
No, I agree with spray those. Paint.
I'm not using profanity. I'm using.
Well, I mean, so what I'm saying, where I was going with that is, I agree with that. But those are the only requirements that we can require. So perhaps those rules include no profanity, no advertisement, don't use toxic materials. Would you be amenable to that, Clinton? I mean, I agree with everything you're saying, but those are the requirements that we go through all of these petitions with. I'm wondering is there anything in addition to those things that you're thinking of? Because I agree with those, but that's basically what's set forth in our criteria. And I don't know that there are any others beyond that, but is there anything else that you were thinking of beyond those? Because I agree with that. Clinton, go ahead.
If I may, and again, I'm gonna reiterate that I don't want to promise you guys anything that I'm not absolutely certain that I can keep going. So yes, I think if we do want on the regulations on the signage to say all the HSMC regulations that are already included and make sure that we do include information about using a listed set of materials that we're all okay with, as well as making sure that you do clean up your space and that no advertising is allowed. Again, I cannot promise that any of that is going to happen. I can't promise that. I really don't think any of us can make that promise about, you know, all of Chatham County. But what I can say is that we will do our best to make sure that that is limited and that high quality materials with no advertising within HSMC guidelines are included.
And again, sorry, Mr. Chairman, I don't mean to, this no, is Sean again. Again, that statement right there is exactly what I'm saying. It's all coulds. What you just opened the door for is by saying, I'm not going to promise that I'll put a sign up, but again, and I watch a lot of People's Court, so I'm definitely going to be a lawyer tomorrow because the People's Court is definitely really good. If there's a sign out that says that, then that holds, that offers some sort of security safety net or whatever. But if there's nothing that says it, and all I'm hearing is, well, we could do it.
No, he said he was. You said you would put the sign up, correct?
Yeah. That's completely different from what I just heard, but.
That's what we're discussing. We're discussing a sign with rules, correct? Okay. And Clinton indicated that he would just put up those indicators. Would that satisfy your concern, Sean? If the sign is up there?
I think that's a step, but again, I'm just one vote.
No, well, I'm being honest. I think this is a good idea. I think there's a lot of potential for a lot of opportunity, but there's also, it could go wrong too. And I'm not going to lie. And I mean, there are detractors as well. And I think that they're fair points. We also have, I think, about 10 letters of support for this. So, I mean, we have to weigh those with each other as well. I think the concerns are warranted. I don't know, Tom, Lisa, what do you all think? We're going to have to vote on this at some point because we've got two more.
I do just want to remind you all, whether or not there's a sign up, but it sounds like he's agreeing to a sign, they have to meet all of those regulations. Correct. Otherwise, we call code enforcement.
Well, I mean, that's kind of the point
just
I was
like
going to make.
Just,
I mean,
like any other
right. I
work
mean,
of art.
When we approve something, there's no, I mean, we can't force them to do what we told them to do, but the idea is if we approve it with these conditions, that's the agreement. I think Sean is getting understandably a little chafed at Clinton saying he can't promise things, but you did say you would be able to put up the sign. That's a thing. Okay, so he's on the record with that. Tom,
but you know, to me it's a matter then of accountability. And you know, an artist that you hire to do and follow the rules and use the right materials and use the right thing and to make it appropriate. I mean, we also, one of the requirements we often look at is whether it fits the context of the neighborhood and things like that. So there are other requirements and materials and what was the other one you mentioned? But my, I guess what I'm saying is if anybody anywhere, anytime can do whatever they want, there's no accountability since there's really no oversight, there's no police, there's nothing. And that's what I have trouble with again. So yeah, you can say that I think we're just setting up the state, we're setting up set stage for failure or not failure for something that will not follow the requirements. I don't know, a nebulous thing that it might self-police itself. I'm not as optimistic about humanity as maybe you are, Chris, but
that's fair.
But you know, I have trouble with this. I have trouble voting yes on this, even though it is a good idea on a certain level. I think it like and this has happened several times in our course of when I've been here, you know, the idea of circumventing our job that is really to ensure that these requirements are met and that they are continued to meet. And to just say, we're going to let someone have an exception and not follow the rules this time is to me something I don't know if I could.
Well, see, I agree with that. And that's why I'm saying, I think that
otherwise,
if we.
Why would I be?
No, I agree with that. And I think that that's why we would like indicate that there are some rules and parameters. Is there any appetite for approving this temporarily for a few months? How do you feel about that, Tom?
I'm waiting for a motion to vote on it, but
we are going to have to vote on this.
Yeah,
at
I don't think you're
going
to be able to build consensus. It sounds like so.
Yeah, I mean, so I would personally be in. I'm not voting on this. I would only vote unless it was a tiebreaker. I see that there's potential, but I also see that there's potential for it to go sideways. It'd be interesting if someone wanted to make a motion to approve this for 6 months with the requirements that we've stipulated and revisit this and see.
Kia Kala, could you show the recommendation, please?
I will say, Clinton, it might have been more helpful if you had had those rules, because maybe that would give us something to have, grasped onto a little bit. I mean, that's hindsight is 2020 at this point, but. I mean, I do agree that there should be some sort of rules as far as cleaning up after yourself, that sort of thing. So the recommendation is staff recommends approval of the mural at 2517 Bull Street because it meets the standards in the master plan and guidelines. So beyond that, it is our up to our discretion. Sean?
Mr. Chairman, thank you. This is Sean. Leah or Kia Kala, sorry, I apologize if this question was asked earlier and I am just now forgetting it, but was there any discussion in between staff as to whether or not this meets or doesn't meet, or was it all, yeah, it looks like it pretty much meets the requirements? Yeah.
So when reviewing this request, of course, when it comes to the notion of superior paint, it didn't exactly meet that. Kind of wanted to keep it open for discussion to see exactly what the applicant can provide, what information the applicant could provide to the board.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, this is Sean. Yes, Sean. I make a motion to table this until the August meeting, and to give the applicant time to establish the set guidelines for the project.
It would be continued.
Yeah. I never said tabled. I said continued. You just heard tabled. Yeah. We're going with that one.
He did say table, but we're going to continue it. There is the motion to continue. Is there a second?
Hi, this is Lisa. I second that.
Okay. There's a motion to continue this to the August meeting. Could you restate the motion, please?
I was going to say, clarify, would that give the, and I really want to hear from Clinton, the applicant, would that give you enough time to make sure that you have the set forth guidelines of what it would be? I know we've gone down this road in the past and it didn't really matter, but would 1 month, which would be the next meeting, would that give you enough time?
I think that depends on the answer to this question. If I approach this board in August with a list of guidelines that would be printed on long-term signage to be installed on all sides of all walls that we're seeking approval for, would that get approval for this project?
Yeah, that's a good question, because
if it wouldn't, then I don't know why I would waste my time.
Right. That's a good question. I mean, if we're just going to kick the can down the road,
I would also like to request that I would be able to maybe work with you guys personally, or at least with staff so that I know we can get approval for this. There's currently a blockade between applicants and board members, and I would like to be able to figure out a way to work on that.
Let me jump in, because I think that's where I was trying to nail down what the objections were and what they need to be, rather than just sort of leaving it amorphous. So what are our objections specifically? And if those objections are met, are we going to approve this? Because to make him come back and have a list and then to have this conversation all over again is going to be counterproductive.
There is a motion and it's been seconded.
Yeah, too. Yeah. So let's go ahead and so procedurally, how are we to proceed with this? Because I don't think that there is clarity on.
Yeah, you have to vote now. There's a first and a second.
Okay, so there's a first and a second. So we're going to have to vote on this motion. I believe we need clarity on this motion, but I'm going to go ahead and we'll take a vote. Eileen, how do you vote?
Repeat the motion, please.
So if we vote this down, we can let me clarify procedurally. Okay. If we vote this down, we can make another motion and clarify.
If the continuance fails, you make a new motion.
Okay, so the motion on the table is to continue this to the August meeting, providing Clinton come up with some rules. Now, I'm stating that I believe we need some clarity, so I would suggest we vote this down and re-clarify this. But since there is a motion and a second.
Okay, I hear you. Okay, but deny. Nope.
Ashley, how do you vote?
Nay.
John, how do you vote?
Now that you're brought on the clarity portion, I'm going to vote no.
Lisa?
Yeah, no.
Tom?
I guess no.
Okay, the motion fails. We're going to clarify the motion here. So here's the question. If Clinton goes and makes a list of rules, are we going to approve him at that point? And I think there needs to be some clarity on what exactly those rules need to be, instead of just saying there needs to be some rules. That's why I was sort of trying to drill down on what the specific objections were, and if those objections are met, are we prepared to approve this? Because if we're going to make him jump through these hoops and then we say, oh well, no, we're not going to approve it, then that's a waste of everybody's time.
And I also do want to clarify, the petitioners and board members are not supposed to work together. It would be like
it would be staff.
It would just be, if you thought about a courtroom, you know, I mean, you can't go talking to.
So we need to be more specific about what our specific objections are. And if our objections are met, would that mean that you would be likely to approve this? Sean?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. One quick clarification, and this is probably from a strict legal perspective. So, Mr. Chairman, you mentioned earlier that the building's for sale, correct?
That's yes.
So this kind of goes to my, and this is not one of my objections. I don't mean to blur the lines, but let's say that the building is sold, and let's say Bob Sacamano buys the property, right? And he is completely against this and wants it all torn down. How does that affect the ruling of the, or how does that, assuming that the petition is passed?
Nobody ever has to do anything that you've approved them to do. I mean, we approve, other boards approve new construction buildings all the time that don't get built. So, I mean, your approval doesn't, they don't have to come back to you to stop doing it either, I guess is my point. It could simply just paint over it and be done with it.
Thank you for that point of clarification. Yeah. And Christopher, to answer your question about my objections, it has to have the current listings of what is actually required, meaning the materials, the no advertisement, the keeping in context with the surrounding area, and Leah, please correct me as I'm completely butchering the verbiage of that, but you know which aspect I'm talking about.
Yeah, Kia Kala, can you show the standards, please?
I'm sorry, you're looking for the standards on what?
Your staff report.
Okay.
Thank you.
And then, as Kia Kala is bringing that up, there also would have to be a last bullet item or requirement that would say, whether it be MPCs, HSMC, however it's actually worded, requirements. Because if, let's say, everything has to be, let's say for some reason it becomes all murals must include the color green for some reason, not saying that ever would, using it as an extreme example, then that would mean that's a new requirement that the HSMC or MPC added to the requirement of murals. That would also then have to be included. Does that make?
You actually can, I don't think they can legally do that. If the ordinance changes in the future, say that those laws have to apply to it as well.
Retroactively.
No.
I mean, I think that maybe the wording, so I would suggest the wording.
I was just checking, yeah.
I would suggest the
clarification. I just want to make sure that it's, because there's been a lot of the discussion from previous applicants, oh, well, it's very impossible to find the requirements of a mural. No, but here's dispelling that entire rumor.
I think what the one you were trying to say was respectful to the greater context of the community.
Yes, that's the one. Thank you, Kia Kala and Leah, for that.
You could probably just go through these if you want. He could scroll slowly. So the, no sexual conduct, all those fun things.
I do want to, I don't want to rush this, but we've spent a lot of time on it. We do have one more petition, and I thank the petitioner for being patient with us. I mean, this is a precedent. So, I mean, I think it does warrant the conversation. Tom?
I'm not sure what you're actually asking for. I mean,
so here's what I'm going to do. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. If you're asking, will I approve this in the next meeting? If, you know, he comes up with guidelines, I might not.
That's fair.
I cannot possibly say what I will do, you know, in the future, because I still have an objection to the fact of, you know, in the whole tenure I've been here, we get to see what the content is and whether we decide whether that content is appropriate to the historical context, whether it's appropriate and fits the guidelines, not just in terms of the physical materials and all that seems to be the emphasis here. I would have a lot of trouble appearing a mural that might be, but we have no idea what it's going to look like. So if you want my opinion, I probably won't vote for it no matter what they come up with.
That's fair. I mean, and that that's exactly what I was going to say. What I want to do is sort of take a poll of our board, and if this doesn't have a majority vote to pass, it's pointless to make Clinton go do all this stuff. So I would ask Eileen, if we continue this to the next meeting, is there a scenario where you would approve this?
Honestly, park. I see it sort of like the dog parks.
I'm sorry, Eileen, hold on 1 second. I'm being told something here. Okay, how do I phrase this in such a way that we're not wasting all of our time? I mean, I accept that, but so how should I approach this? Because I don't want to have this whole conversation again at the next meeting and then make Clinton do all this stuff and then we vote it down.
That's always a possibility. So the thing that you can do is, you know, say that he needs to come back with the regulations, and then you guys decide whether or not that's something you're willing to pass or not pass.
Okay.
Okay.
You can't. No, thank you. I appreciate that.
Vote.
That's fair.
Okay.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm not allowed to poll the. So everyone heard what Pam said, right? So I will entertain a motion. I'm having a little bit of difficulty because I'm not sure what the consensus is, and so I'm not allowed to find the consensus, which is fair. But I also don't want to make the petitioner go do a bunch of work and then them come back and us say, oh, too bad, when you're not. So, I'm sorry. Oh, Sean, go ahead.
This is Sean. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Sean. I make a motion to just deny the application for the proposed living mural, or to deny the application for the mural.
Okay, there's a motion on the table to deny the staff recommendation. Is there a second?
I second that. This is Tom.
Okay, so the motion has been seconded to deny the petition in front of us. Eileen, how do you vote?
Approve. Yay.
So you are voting to deny this application?
Yes.
Ashley, how do you vote?
I vote nay.
So you are, okay. Sean?
Approving the application.
Sean, how do you vote? So we are voting, so the motion on the table is to deny the application. Yeah, okay, so I want to clarify, we're going to redo this. There's a motion on the table and seconded to deny this application. That says, no, he can't do it. Eileen, how do you vote?
Yes.
Ashley, how do you vote?
No.
Sean?
Yay, if that means to deny the application. Okay.
Lisa?
No.
Tom?
A yes
vote would be to deny.
Yes, to deny.
So what is the... So the petition fails. I apologize. Okay. Sorry, Clinton. The next petition is for the 24 West Henry Street, the mural on West Henry Street. Kia Kala will do the presentation.
Yes, I'm going to pull it up right now. Give me one moment. So the fourth item on the agenda is a request to install a mural at 24 West Henry Street. It's the location of a wellness center called the Corner Suite. The subject property is located on the corner of West Henry Street and Whitaker Street in the Victorian Historic District. As you can see on the aerial or the vicinity map, this is a property that's just south of Forsyth Park. Here's an aerial. It shows it's on the corner of Whitaker and Henry. The proposed mural consists of nature-inspired artwork made from a mesh material that will be installed on all four walls of the building with a specialized grommet system. The area of the facades facing north and south are approximately 960 square feet each. The area of the east and west facades are approximately 1,488 square feet each. And I'm going to pull up some images so you can see. This is the side of the building. It's the building from the front and the rear. And these are renderings that display what the proposal would look like. So the intent of this mural is to provide a dynamic, nature-inspired look for pedestrians, cyclists, car commuters, students, workers, and all passerbys. Of people in this neighborhood to get more into the standards that the Historic Site and Monument Commission provides to review these works of art. I'll be reading a couple of these. In regarding theme, the standard states that the theme of the mural should be respectful of the greater context of the community, including historic and socio-cultural context. Excuse me. Staff's comment is that the theme of the mural is respectful to the social, cultural, and historical context of the community. In regards to the laws of free speech, the mural must comply with Georgia obscenity laws and cannot depict sexual conduct or sexual explicit nudity, nor advertise any activity illegal under the state laws of Georgia or the United States. Staff's comment is that the mural complies with the Georgia obscenity laws and does not contain any lewd imagery or obscenities. Mural should enhance and complement the character of the surrounding neighborhood. Mural should not be located in the area which may cause undue distraction to drivers, thereby creating a safety hazard. Staff's comment is that the mural will complement and enhance the character of the community. The location of the mural is not likely to serve as a distraction to drivers. Generally, murals should be located in mixed use and commercial areas. Staff's comment is that the subject property is located in the TC2 zoning district. There's a mix of residential and commercial uses within the immediate area of the subject property. Neighborhood support or opposition should be taken into consideration. As to date, staff has not received any emails, phone calls, or letters in support or opposition to the proposed mural. Murals should be sited far enough away from other murals to allow the visitor proper appreciation for each individually and not cause visual clutter to the block face. Murals are not permitted on unpainted historic materials. Staff's comment is that, to staff's knowledge, there are no other approved murals in the immediate vicinity, and the mural will not be placed or painted on historic materials. In regards to the type of paint utilized should be of superior quality and intended for exterior use. Staff's comment is that the mural will not be made from paint. It is a mesh material that will be installed to create this mural. If intended to be permanent, the mural should have a weatherproof and vandalism-resistant coating. If other non-paint materials are proposed to be used, their lifespan should be considered and incorporated into the removal plan, if temporary. Staff's comment is that the mural will be made from a mesh material and will have the possibility to be removed if necessary or needed. Regarding the qualifications of the artist, the artist should have completed projects of similar size and scale in the public arena and be able to provide appropriate documentation. The artist should have an excellent reputation and be able to provide verifiable references attesting to their quality of work. The artist should be able to demonstrate the ability to meet the proposed time frame. Staff's comment is that the artist of this mural is Catherine Sandoz. She's an experienced and celebrated Savannah artist who has completed numerous projects of similar size and scale. Evidence of her work has been submitted with the application. I'm just going to scroll down to give you an example of the submitted work that has been completed by the artist. So in closing, staff recommends approval of the mural at 24 West Henry Street because it meets the standards in the master plan and guidelines for markers, monuments, and public art. I'd be happy to answer any questions that the board may have.
Thank you, Kiyokawa. I have one quick question. You said that you didn't receive any calls, or you all didn't receive any calls or emails in support or opposition. Is that correct?
Correct.
And in the application, though, it does say under provide a statement describing any neighborhood outreach meetings or feedback received, it does state correspondence with VNA President Ryan Madison and building owner has been forwarded. Is that something relevant to us that we would need to see? And I also mentioned that because Ryan was a board member on this board. I didn't see anything else in the application. I just saw that bit about the correspondence. It's on page, it's on the very last page of the application, page 10. I mean, it doesn't seem that important, but I mean, if there was some sort of correspondence, I'm assuming that correspondence was in support.
I am not aware of this. It says it was forwarded to Aslan. That's very odd. Oh,
and who is Aslan?
Aslan, she's the staff person who was sitting there a minute ago. She's left.
So. Oh.
That's okay. Very strange. I'm not, Kiakala, you never even saw that, did you? I didn't.
When I saw it, I thought it could have been something regarding the application. I didn't think it was something about the proposal itself.
Okay, so it wasn't necessarily in support or opposition.
Hi, this is Emily Tessa. I'm the person who put the application together on, so technically the representative of the petitioner. Can everyone hear me?
Okay, yeah, sure. And you know what? Yeah. Hold on one second. I'll allow you to answer that. Let me just make sure that we all of our it's relevant, but we don't have to. You can answer in just a second. Let me make sure that we have all our questions to staff covered, and then I'll let you speak. Is that okay? Thank you. So we'll return to that question. It doesn't seem like it's like huge. But does anyone else have questions of staff? Sean?
Real quick. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Sean. Kiakala, did you say that there, and I probably misheard you, I just want to make sure I heard everything accurately. Did you say that the mural might be moved or won't be moved?
No, the mural has the capability of being removed. It's something like kind of like can be snapped on or snapped off, so to say.
Gotcha. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, so it's not going to be painted directly on the wall. It's going to be attached with grommets and that sort of thing, correct?
Right.
Any other questions of staff? Ashley or Eileen? Any other questions of staff? Okay. Since there are no other questions of staff, if the petitioner is there, I'm sorry to interrupt you. I just wanted to make sure we got all our bases covered on that. Go ahead and state your name again, please. The petitioner.
Hi, this is Emily. Can everyone hear me?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Okay. That's okay. This is Emily Tesla Lamaster, and I put this application together on behalf of the business owner. I'm working on a rebrand of the Corner Suite. So I worked with Catherine Sando to put this application together, and I was the one who reached out to Ryan Madsen. So I'm happy to forward this to anyone. The only reason I sent it to Aslan is because she was helping to facilitate our application and answering some questions that I had. On May 17th, Ryan wrote to me and said, and I kind of debriefed him on the project, and he said, "Hi, Emily, thanks for letting us know. I, for one, am excited to see a mural by Catherine Sando at that location. I'll notify our membership and see if there are issues with the proposed mural, but very unlikely. And to address your specific question, the VNA does not have an official review process for murals. Whenever we have formal concerns, we notify the HSMC and or send a representative to the public hearing. Thanks." And then I also worked with him to let the building owner know, the building owner is based in Atlanta, to let the building owner know that he didn't have any concerns, so that they sort of both established to each other, with me as a middleman via email, that they were both in support of the project. So all of this was in support of the project, and I forwarded all that, and I'm happy to send it to anyone else who needs to see it.
No, that's great. Thank you for that clarification. Thank you for that clarification. And Ryan was a member of the Historic Site and Monument Commission, so he well knows if he has an issue that he can what the channels are. So thank you for that. Could you clarify what your role is in the project?
Yeah, absolutely. So I am working on a full rebrand of the Corner Suite. So that's like all of their sort of graphic materials and visual materials. And so this, by extension, was a part of the rebrand. It was something that was very important to the business owner. So I introduced Catherine Sando to the project, and kind of worked on a concept with her. So I'm just kind of shepherding along the communications piece of this. And I've worked on other projects like this before. So I just I'm facilitating that.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, it's gorgeous.
Well, thank you. I also just while I'm speaking, may I just speak to the kind of removable element that Kiyokala addressed?
I'm sorry, could you say that again?
The I just wondered if I could speak to the removable element that Kiyokala addressed just while I'm speaking. Okay, so one, we just thought it was actually just an additional benefit of a mural like this, that because the business there right now is a rental tenant, and the business intends to stay there. But we found that it was sort of inherently sustainable, and that if this was ever deinstalled for any reason, it could be preserved, it could be exhibited, it could be donated rather than just being painted over. So we really liked the idea of introducing a material that was, you know, primed for the elements. This is the first time that a material like this would be used in the Savannah area. The artist is really interested in using something like this after seeing it installed in bigger cities, and the business owner is as well, and the building owner is. So we thought it was an interesting opportunity to do something different at a really visible corner.
No, it's incredibly interesting, and I mean it's a unique way of applying it. So the application method has been done elsewhere.
Yes, and we would be happy to send any of our examples along, but yes, in various ways. I mean, sometimes it's kind of a sheer mesh panel, sometimes it's adhered in different ways than with this grommeting system, but this is the most, the way that makes most sense for the building. We had an architectural surveyor come out and look at the building and do the drawings for us, so we've sort of been thinking about what's best for the building, what's best for the corner, you know, what's best for the business owner, so all of those things kind of figured into our proposal before we even came to the MPC.
Yeah, that's very cool. I have seen the mesh before, but not this specific method. Does anyone else have any questions of the petitioner? Lisa, did you have a question? Ashley or Eileen?
No.
And Tom has stepped out for a second. Sean?
Just thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Sean. Really, just to give Tom time to get back, I'm going to ask a question. So first off, I think this is a really interesting mural, and it makes me want to go home and play Mario Kart, but that's a different story. So I want to understand. So the removable aspect, essentially, you can take, if you're big enough, like you have a mushroom that makes you grow bigger, you can just take it's just like a canvas that you can take and put on any building, or?
No, it's specifically designed, you know, spatially for this building. So it's not something that you can take and put on any building, but it basically has masonry anchors at each of the four corners, and it's installed not in a way that someone could walk past and, you know, flick a corner off and the whole thing comes unfurled. I mean, it's a professional installation team that would do this. But the idea is that as far as like a long-term disruption to the structure of the building, the surface of the building, this isn't that. This is a material surface application. It's digitally printed surface material that would be installed in the space of, I think it's 1 to 3 days is our spec.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm very interested to see how it goes up. I don't live too far from there, so I'm going to go eye it. Tom, we were waiting on you also. Did you have any other questions? We weren't actually waiting on you, but
sorry. I apologize. No, I have no questions. I have no.
And Ashley or Eileen, just want to make sure. No questions?
Nope.
No questions.
And if the artist is here and would like to speak, would like to give them an opportunity, or
she is.
This is Catherine Sondo. I am in attendance, and if there are any questions for me specifically about the design aspects or the materiality, I'm happy to answer any questions.
I mean, I think it looks awesome. I'm just wondering, have you ever used this material before, or used this application method, I should say?
I personally have not, but I've traveled you know, across the country to see art events and art fairs, and I have noticed them specifically in Miami. And then just by interest, I've looked them up to see how they're being used right now, and I think they are beautiful enhancements to the community. And as Emily said, they are treated, UV treated, and they are safe for the building, and they can be repurposed. So all of those elements make them an exciting material application, and one that I hope the city will consider using now and in the future.
Yeah, no, I think it's really interesting, actually. I've seen the mesh, but I haven't seen this, so it's very intriguing.
It's great too for a transitional building, I think. Pardon? You know, in the future, I think it's a great solution for buildings in transition. So for example, if a historic building is being preserved, you know, you can put a picture or a rendering of what it will be for the time span that the building is being repaired. So it just has a lot of potential.
Yes, agreed. That's exactly what I was thinking. Any other questions of the artist, Ashley or Eileen? Lisa, do you have a question?
This is Lisa. Hi, Catherine.
Hi, Lisa.
What's the material called and or the process? I missed that in the.
Okay, so it is a mesh material that is printed and then treated, and then it is double seamed. So every print is then seamed and connected, and then the grommets are placed based on their architectural team, and then it is applied to the building.
Oh, okay. There isn't a certain, like, it's called, I don't know. I was thinking there was a certain name for it. Okay, it's beautiful, Catherine.
There are names for different substrates of the mesh vinyl, and it's based on just the specs for the building. So what size, where it's going, how much air comes behind versus if it's a flat wall, that type of thing.
Well, that's interesting. Okay. Thank you, Catherine.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Thank you, Catherine. We're looking forward to, well, it hasn't been approved yet, but.
Thank you very much.
If there are any members of the public that would like to speak, use the raise your hand feature. We'll wait just a second to see. It doesn't look like there's any members of the public. Any board discussion? This one's far less controversial than the previous one. Sean?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Sean. I'd like to make a motion to accept staff's recommendation to approve the mural, and I don't see any, yeah.
To approve staff recommendation. So there is a motion to approve staff recommendation for this mural.
This is Tom. I second that motion.
So there's a motion and seconded to approve the 24 West Henry Street mural. Eileen, how do you vote?
Yes.
Ashley?
Yay.
Sean?
Yay.
Lisa?
Yay.
Tom?
Yes.
Mural is approved. Congratulations. Thanks. We're looking forward to it.
Thank you so much.
If you have any kind of unveiling or any type of ceremony, definitely invite us.
We'll keep you in the aisle. Absolutely.
Thank you. So the next item is the last item, and to be clear, this is for information only, so we're not going to be having a discussion about this as we previously agreed. This would be for information only, follow-up to the last meeting about the Civil War Memorial. The last meeting we left, I was going to be on a phone call with the city attorney and the director of the MPC, Melanie Wilson. Melanie actually had that conversation with the city attorney. I was not on that phone call. Pam was going to brief us. And again, I want to be clear, we're not going to have any discussion about this. I agreed with Melanie that we would not take this off the table, but put it on the side of the table for now. But there are, I forwarded the memo. I don't know if you all can bring it up. It's part of the agenda. Yeah, there was a memo sent by the city manager, and you all, I'm not going to go over it here, but you all have this. And there were, what was the date on that? This was at the end of May.
May 24th, 2021.
Yeah. So there are recommendations on the table from the city manager to the city council and the mayor, and you all can go over that. As far as I know, no action has been taken. Pam was going to brief us on what was said to the city attorney and where we stand. And again, this is just for informational purposes only. And I want to thank Pam for being long suffering in this. I definitely gave her an earful, and I appreciate her being patient with my sometimes frustration with this. But we're inching forward. And so whatever you can say, I know there are attorney-client privileges, so but whatever you can brief us on that conversation. Let me be clear. I did have a conversation with Melanie Wilson, and she gave me the gist of it. So I asked if Melanie would be able to brief. She's, I believe, on vacation, and that's why Pam is going to give us the short version.
And I'm not sure if what he actually said is moot at this point, because I saw a news story this morning saying that they're going to move forward.
I saw that as well.
The amendments. But in the conversation, basically, he was going to wait. There are currently two cases before the Georgia Court of Appeals, and he's kind of going to wait to see what the Georgia Court of Appeals does before moving forward for the city. The one good thing that came out of it was that the judge in Rockdale County said that the commissioners do have sovereign immunity and they couldn't be sued individually, and that, of course, will also be going up on appeal. And the other thing that I want to tell you was DeKalb County has also been sued again.
I saw that.
For there, so. We want to.
So this is in the process.
It's in the process. So.
And our city attorney is basically waiting to see how this plays out in the Georgia courts.
Yes. I think that's the best course of action.
Okay. Thank you, Pam. I appreciate that. And to be clear, I wasn't on there was discussion about other people being on that call. We also, I thought about it later, realizing that more than one person being on that phone call would have constituted a public meeting, which wouldn't have been conducive to that type of conversation anyway. I ended up not being on that phone call anyway, but I appreciate Melanie in absentia here. I appreciate her doing that. And Pam, I appreciate you for putting up with me and all of that as well.
You're welcome.
For now, that's going to be all on that subject. As I said, I'm not taking it off the table. We're putting it on the side of the table. So we'll see how this progresses through the Georgia courts. Do we have any applications for the next meeting? Do we know?
So we did get one, but it needs a lot of work. It's for a memorial bench in Battlefield Park. But Kiakala, you sent him a list of things he needed to submit. Did you ever hear anything from him? I just don't know if we're going to get it from him today, because today is the deadline. So may or may not.
Okay. So
a meeting.
Maybe not. If not,
that'd
if not
like
bad.
The first one in a long time, actually.
Okay. So. I have a quick question. And maybe you don't know the answer to this. The Liberty Memorial that we voted on to relocate, are they in the, it's just a curiosity question. Have they done anything with that, or is that?
Have they installed it yet? No, yeah. I don't think so.
Okay.
It was on city council a couple months ago now. So.
Oh, that's right. They still had, so they haven't approved that yet, or we don't
know.
No,
yeah, no, I think yeah, they did.
Okay. I figured it would take some time. I was just curious.
Yeah, and I haven't been down to the river to look.
Yeah, I could go down there, I guess, myself.
Yeah, and the Chatham Artillery one is going to be on the July 22nd City Council. So.
Okay.
But then I think pretty much everything. Well, the murals from last month, the ones on city property have not gone through yet.
Okay.
But, I mean, they're,
Yeah, I was just curious.
They're on their own property, so.
Fair enough. Any other business from anyone else? Okay, without objection, meeting adjourned.